Hello, 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 everybody. This is DJ Bubbles on the Chatterbox, only at radio.dominican.edu. And my show is every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. So, again, happy Monday to everyone. I hope you guys are enjoying the first day of the week. I know I had a pretty bitty busy weekend. I'll be talking about that. So stay tuned for that. It's just a lot of things going on, and it's almost Halloween time. We're at the middle of the month, so that's really exciting. And the weather's starting to cool down a little bit, so you know fall is coming. Alrighty, so like I had just mentioned, my weekend was pretty busy. So I'll be talking today about my Disney auditions that happened over the weekend, Midnight Mayhem, Once Upon a Time, Vampire Diaries, you know, the normal TV shows that I talk about, and I'll have my hottest celebrities, of course, and a few other articles that I found online that I hope you ladies will enjoy. So it'll be a pretty good show, as always. You know, my show is wonderful. You got me as a host, and it's going to be awesome. So I'll just go ahead and start off with the TV shows. I usually start off with my TV shows, just so we can get that going and everything. So, I actually watched Once Upon a Time today because last night I was getting ready for Midnight Mayhem, and I also had another issue I had to deal with. I could have been watching it, but I had something to take care of. So, Once Upon a Time was really, really good. We met Lancelot last night, and we also remember from last week we met Regina's mother, Cora. So that was a little intense, and I know this Once Upon a Time episode was intense. And you see, they first start back in the past, like in Fantasyland, and then they go to present day, into Storybrooke, and to what's going on now. So that was really helpful, because I know last time I was confused of who, what, when, where, and why. You know, those questions that you always ask. So this was a pretty good episode. We find a little bit more about what's going on in Fantasyland. Princess Aurora almost kills Snow White, and I thought all the princesses are supposed to get along, but she was going to take her anger out on Snow White and Emma, because they still think, Aurora and Mulan still think that they killed Prince Philip, which they did not. It happened. They just assume stuff. So we last checked out that Emma and Snow White were stuck in like this pit of like a dungeon, but it was like a pit in the ground. And then that's where Cora was held up too. But they wanted to talk to Emma and Snow. And then we find to meet Lancelot. And Lancelot is from the Round Table. And so they also go into that story too as you watch the episode. And Lancelot and Snow, it looks like they're enemies at first, but they're actually really good friends later on. And he actually helps Snow bear a child because her Prince Charming's, I guess, stepfather cursed her with not having a child, because that's what he faced, that he couldn't have a child and he wanted the pain and suffering onto him. But as you already know, Snow did have a child, and that was Emma. But they were looking for the lake that was supposed to help them and like get his mother better, because when he was going back to his house, Prince's house, there was an ambush, and the mother, he told his mom to go inside, but she didn't, and she got hit an arrow, and so they try to help her, but Prince Charming's mother decided to help Snow instead. However, she still died, and then Snow and Prince got married right on the scene, because she was saying that she wouldn't be able to get to see them get married. But so that was a really sweet thing that they did. So they got married in front of her, and then she passed away because of the stupid arrow. And then Lancelot just played it off that he didn't know what Snow White was talking about when she asked and confronted him about him helping her with her curse. So she is now uncursed, and obviously because she had Emma, so she had kids. But then towards the end, you know, everyone knows who they are in Storybrooke, and Prince Charming and Henry are still trying to find a way to get to Emma and Snow. And then Henry's grandfather gets him a sword, and they start practicing sword fighting, which was really cute. But you see there's a camera angle and they're inside a car. Now, whose car could it be? It's actually Prince Charming's stepfather, I guess, the king. You know how he betrayed his king. And so now he's staring at them, and obviously he realizes that's his grandson. So obviously he had to have a child himself. So that was a little crazy, and I got really nervous, and it was all bad. It was just, what's going to come next for the next episode? You guys are going to have to check it out. And it was nice because I just watched the episode today, and it was a good refresher, and I could just talk about it like this. And then also, too, I cried during the episode. Yes, I cried a little bit. It was like an emotional episode, but it was so sweet. I cried when, you know, Prince Charming's mom died, and that was super sad. And I cried when, you know, Prince Charming was telling Henry, you got to learn how to sword fight sometime. And I was like, oh, such a precious moment. So that's all about Once Upon a Time. Also, just a quick reminder about another television show, Pretty Little Liars. Yes, the Halloween episode is coming up, not tomorrow, but next Tuesday. So you guys are going to have to check that out. I'll actually be able to watch it. Yes, because unfortunately, I have work on Thursday nights, and you guys should know about Thursday nights because that's Vampire Diaries. Now, Vampire Diaries, I was able to watch it because thankfully I got off of work a little bit early, but I missed the first half an hour, and I was rushing back to my room. I booked it. I made it back in 5 minutes, and usually takes me like 10 minutes, I guess, to walk. If I just walk at a normal pace, it takes me 10 minutes to get to work. And then I like booked it, made it in 5. No one was in the room. I was freaking out, and I didn't know what channel the show was on because we don't have the TV got on my television. So I was like freaking out, and I was rushing, and I was jumping up and down, going crazy. Finally, I got the television to go on, and I was able to watch Vampire Diaries. So I can't tell you about the first half of it, but I could definitely tell you the second half of it. If you did not watch it, please, you know, don't let me ruin it for you. Just step out of the room for a second, and you can watch it for yourselves. So anyway, what I had started seeing was that Elena, Stefan, and Rebecca were locked up in this, like, jail cell thing. And I didn't know what was going on because I did miss the first half. So just, you know, they got captured. They know they're vampires. I kind of figured that out myself. And Elena's dying because, as we all know, she is now in transition of becoming a vampire, whether she decided to be a vampire or whether she just decides to die. But I told you my suspicions, so let me just keep going and everything will be good. So she's slowly dying and she needs blood, and you know, Stefan is like asking the security officer, let us out. She needs to go. She needs to drink blood so she can survive. And they're like, no, no, no. And then Stefan gets all riled up, and then the officer shoots him multiple times. And so that all happens. But then you're wondering where Damon is, right? Or at least I was, because he wasn't caught. So Damon and Matt are actually together, but Damon's really, really mad at Matt because Matt's not dead. But it wasn't his fault. It was Elena's. Elena told Stefan to save Matt instead of her, but Damon's taking it out on Matt. So they're trying to lure out this, I guess, this pastor that's in the house, and I think maybe he has them locked, the Stefan, Elena, and Rebecca locked up. I'm not quite sure. I couldn't get there, but he used Matt as bait, and Damon bites Matt in the neck, and he wants to lure out the pastor, and it kind of works. And then Damon, you know, kicks butt, as always. He always kicks butt. And so then that's when Matt and Damon are like, you know, why don't you just kill me, blah, 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 blah. So then we go back to, from what I remember, it's been a while. So what I go back, we go back to the jail cell that Elena, Stefan, and Rebecca are captured in. And I guess Rebecca and Stefan came up with this plan, and it went to unaware to Elena. But beforehand, Elena and Stefan were talking because they were in the jail cells next to each other, but they couldn't see each other's faces. So they were saying, you know, I wish I could see you right now. I'm smiling right now, blah, blah, blah. And they really weren't. And they were all very sad. Stefan started to cry. Elena was you could tell that she was sad because she was saying she was dying. She knew she was dying. And I just bawled. I literally bawled. When I saw Stefan starting to cry, I was like, oh my God, please do something. And so then I guess when we came back from commercial, Rebecca and Stefan had made a plan. And they killed the officer that was being such a jerk to them. And when people die and when you get violently killed, blood tends to pour out. So what had happened is that they had this plan to get Elena some blood. Now the blood started dripping. Not dripping, it was just oozing out of the officer's body. And it took forever. And so Stefan called over to Elena and said, get, you know, Elena blood, you know, get it. And so she's trying with all her might because she's very, very weak. And she reaches and reaches. And it doesn't look like she's going to get it. But finally, she has a little drop. She gets a little bit drop on her fingers. She licks it. You know, she drinks it. And obviously, she made the transition. Her eyes start to go big a little bit. So that kind of shows that, yeah, she's fine now. And then because we go back to Damon and Matt, you know, Damon's going to kill Matt because he's very angry with him. But then all of a sudden you see Elena rush right out there and you see her fangs and you see her face, the red eyes, the whole bit. And she's like, don't touch him. And I was like, go, Elena. I don't really like you so much, but go you, because no one touches Matt or Maddie. So he's okay. And it's just, it was such a crazy, crazy, crazy episode. So then they end at kind of like a calm note. And Elena and Stefan are talking. And they're saying, you know, we'll be with each other forever. And then Elena mentions that, you know, we need to go inside soon because the sun's coming out. Well, what had happened was Bonnie had made a ring for Elena, a daylight ring. And so Stefan gives it to her, and I thought it was super sweet. And I didn't even mention about the whole Bonnie part with Caroline and Tyler, who Klaus is taking over. And Rebecca gets all mad when she escapes. It was a mess. It was a crazy episode for the first episode, but I assumed it was going to be intense and it was going to capture people's attention. So if you guys missed it, which since I missed the first half, go ahead and check it out. I know I'm going to have to check it out and refresh myself. So that's all about Vampire Diaries. And so if you're just joining us, this is DJ Bubbles on the Chatterbox every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. only at radio.dominican.edu. So now we're just going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'll be talking about my weekend, what I had to deal with, what I did. And we'll have my hottest celebrities, as always, and a few other articles I found online. So stick around and stay tuned. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Chatterbox with me, DJ Bubbles, only at radio.dominican.edu. My show is every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m., so make sure not to miss it. Put an alarm on your phone, mark it on your calendars, do something, because you definitely don't want to miss this. So before break, I was talking about what we were going to talk about on the show and about the TV shows that were going on. So Vampire Diaries, I talked about that. Talked about Once Upon a Time, which I just watched today. And just a reminder for Pretty Little Liars, that's coming out on October 23rd, 8 o'clock. Because I also found out about that was someone dies in that episode. So you got to make sure who dies. And we're all going to flip out. And there's, you know, if you go on the ABC website, you can see there's a list of people that could possibly die. And on the commercials, the sneak peek commercials, it shows that Arya's tied up and her mouth is taped, and I don't really think she's gonna die because she is one of the Pretty Little Liars, and how can you go off a show with one of them dead? But anyways, so I said when we got back from break I would talk about what had happened this weekend. So there was a lot of things going on. I had work on Friday, you know, the whole, that's the normal thing, but I decided to go home because I did have some things to do. So I did mention to you, but if you haven't listened to my show until now, I did get accepted into the Disney College program, and I was very, very lucky, and I was very thankful to get in. I'm so happy, and I got the role of a character attendant. However, I just wanted for the experience to see and go to a Disney audition. So this would be actually for characters. So, you know, a lot of people have asked me, oh, is there a specific person that you are trying to go for, or I don't understand what's, you just got into the program, why are you auditioning? So it's, you know, everyone asks the same questions a lot, but I am happy to answer. So anyways, the audition was to be a character. Now, it all depended on what Disney was looking for. So they could either be looking for short people, tall people, people with brown hair, people with blonde hair, skinny, fat, whatever. I mean, you could, they were looking for anything. They look for everything. And that's it doesn't matter. So, you know, if you're interested in doing a Disney audition, why don't you go ahead and do it for the experience? That's what I did. I mean, even if I don't get a role with as a character, it doesn't matter to me because I'll still be with the characters regardless. I'll just be attending them. So that's not an issue. But anyways, so Disney auditions were on Saturday, and check-in started at 2:30, and then actual choreography started at 3. So my mom had took me, or my mom had taken me, and we got a ride from one of her old friends who lives in San Francisco, and that's where the auditions were. We're in San Francisco, and then she drove us there, and then one of my friends, my good friend's Katie, was there. She was already there waiting, and so we checked in. We were talking, and also I met a few other people that I met on the Facebook pages, and I finally met them in person. Super nice people, but I mean, everybody who was auditioning that day, they're all really nice. I know one of my friends from, we used to dance together at the Vacaville Ballet. She was there. Angela was there. It's nice to see her. It was just a really, really fun experience. So what they did, we checked in, we put our emails and our names and all the stuff, that information that they needed, and then we started to learn. So we started to learn a parade dance, which was really, really fun, and it was super easy. I mean, for me, it was easy because I pick up on things really, really quick, and it was a lot of fun. There was a lot of energy in the room. I was number 55, and ironically enough, Disneyland opened on July 17th in 1955, so that was kind of lucky number for me. And so then they cut people afterwards. So after you learn the little bit of parade dance, they cut people. And so then that's, you know, and then the people who left, they left. And then the people who got to stay, they learned more. So after, if you weren't cut, then you were going on to the animation portion. And so the animation portion consisted of you doing something. So they taught you a little bit about what they were looking for in animation and what you need to do. And my friend Jimmy, who I had met, he told me, you know, he's done all different things and everything. So what they had done on Saturday was that they asked everyone to plant a tree. So you had to be animated. You had to do your moves really, really big, different levels. My friend James told me about levels, do different levels. You know, you can use your facial expressions, but you can't use your mouth. That's the whole point of the character, because the fur characters, so like Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Goofy, Pluto, all of them, they don't talk. If you've ever been to a Disney park, they don't talk. The face characters talk, but they don't. So you have to use your body and your facial expressions to show your animation. So it was to plant a tree. And then they also learned the rest of the parade dance. So the people who had been cut, they didn't learn the rest of it. But the people who stayed, they learned more of it. And so then after they learned it, and also they took pictures and they took measurements for your height. And then they put them in groups and they did, so they tried out basically. So they were still doing auditions. So then after that was all done, it was over. Basically, the auditioning day was over. And then we'd find out in 3 weeks if we were offered a character position or not. So 3 weeks seems like a really, really long time, but it's really not, to be honest. I know if you're like thinking about it every single day, it's going to drag on and on and on, but it's not that long. Like for me, when I got accepted into the program, they told me 2 weeks and I thought that was super long, but then I found out in 4 days. So you might find out sooner. It all just depends. But also too, I went in there thinking, you know, hey, even if I don't get this position, I still have a great role already and it's just a great experience. I can always do it again, because I did mention to my listeners on previous shows that my goal is to work for Walt Disney Company, or, you know, work at Disneyland or work at Walt Disney, wherever, you know, my life takes me, wherever the path takes me, just as long as I, you know, get that goal. If I'm working, if I start at the bottom and I work my way up, it's totally fine by me. So that's what happened on Saturday with my Disney auditions. And then I went home and I was relaxing. But my friend Katie told me that Mission Timekeeper was up and running. But on my onboarding website, it said that there was, you know, it was only 30 to 60 days that you could start playing it. Well, somehow they did it early, as well as they're starting to register for classes now. So I wanted to talk a little bit about that. I won't go into too much detail. But Mission Timekeeper, what it is, if you don't know, is basically a game. And you learn all about the Disney history. You learn about the different parks. You learn about the corporations that they own and they're involved with. You learn about the characters. You learn about Walt himself. It's just a lot of information, but they make it really, really fun. And I played it. I stayed on the computer and played it. My computer was a little bit slow, but it was a whole lot of fun. I learned a lot of information. And I found out that Walt only had $40 in his pocket when he left his hometown. And then now look at it, or he's obviously he's not with us today, but look at what he's accomplished with when he only started out with $40. That's pretty good. So I give props to Walt for that. So it was a game. It was like a space theme. My mom called it like Buzz Lightyear. And I said, no, it's not Buzz Lightyear. But it was a lot of fun. And so you earn points for each question you answered correctly. You lost points if you answered incorrectly. And eventually I got through the entire game. It took a while. But what I was doing is that you have to take over these planets and you have to read all this information about the different things. And because some planets have different moons, you had to click on each moon and then you had to unlock and answer the questions correctly and then you earned a key. Well, what I was doing was I was looking at all the moons and then I thought I was done. I was like, well, how am I supposed to get a key? Then I clicked on the actual planet and it's like, are you ready to take it over? And I said, oh. So I had to go back and I missed a lot of questions just because I had read through other information that wasn't the specific planet that what it was discussing. So I had to reread a lot of things from the different moons. But it was a whole lot of fun. I did get through it. And so I can also play it again if you're not satisfied with your score. You can always play it again now that you actually know the information. And it's a lot of fun. And you have to like put back the information into the Disney timeline, as they call it. So that was Mission Timekeeper. And also I've been noticing on the Facebook pages that people are signing up for classes to take at Disney. Well, I'm going to be taking 12 units while I'm there through my university. So I really don't have time to take their Disney classes, even though I really, really wanted to. Unfortunately, I cannot, because 12 units is a full-time student and then working 30 to 50 hours a week. Yeah, I'm not pushing it. So I give props to the people who are pushing it, but it's just for me personally, can't do it. Just, you know, that'd be crazy. But everyone, there's like corporate communications class, there's a Disney Heritage class, there's lots of different classes that the CPs or the college programmers can choose from. Well, I have to figure out what I can do. I think there's some way I can opt out of classes or say that I'm taking online classes and there's like a specific time slot that I can say, you know, I need this time for my own work. So I'll figure it all out. I still have to call Disney and ask a bunch of other questions anyways. So that was on Saturday. And then Sunday, which was yesterday, I had to come back to university. So I said goodbye to Mom and Dad and I drove back. And I had to do, you know, the chores around the residence hall, my living area. And then I got to dinner and then I had some practice because we had a performance last night. So Midnight Mayhem. So the DU students who came out to Midnight Mayhem, I hope you guys enjoyed it. And I hope you guys had a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun for me. And if you didn't know about Midnight Mayhem, didn't know what it was, or if you didn't go, you missed out. But if you don't know what it is, Midnight Mayhem was a event where all of the athletes, they put on a skit. So they do a little silly skit or they do a dance of some sort. And then it's in honor of the basketball season starting officially. And then so the basketball players can actually touch a basketball and start to practice. Well, I mean, they've been practicing, but they start, you know, warming up and doing all things, getting ready for the games that are coming up soon. So that's what Midnight Mayhem is all about. And it was a lot of fun. You know, the lacrosse team did something. The cheerleaders did something. Me, a.k.a. me. The volleyball team did something. Tennis team, golf team, soccer team, cross country. They did all kinds of skits, and it was a lot of fun. Lots of music going on. We had two hosts, and that was fun. It was a little hard to hear the host just a little bit. I don't know if it was a mic issue or if they're just, I don't know what was going on. So sometimes it was difficult to understand them, but it was fine. So I had the practice, you know, the little quick practice for the cheerleaders before getting ready for the performance. But I thought we were supposed to go to the gym for practice, but then we were supposed to go somewhere else. So I had my car with me basically. But as I was leaving my parking spot, I had a feeling that someone was going to take it. So after practice, sure enough, someone took it. Now, I was not dealing with this. Sunday was a bad day for me yesterday, and I was not going to deal with someone taking my spot that I paid for. So I called my roommate and said, hey, can I borrow your spot? You know, someone's in mine right now. She's like, yeah, that's fine. So she's here today. And so then I called security and said, hey, tow this person because I'm not dealing with it. This is ridiculous. And the funny thing is, this person who parked in my spot, they already had a warning sticker from October 11th. Yesterday was the 14th of October. So obviously they didn't learn within 3 days that you can't take other people's places. So it took the security a little bit because he called the wrong number, but that's okay. So he walked up, you know, we waited, and he said he already called the towing company. And the towing company got there within like 5 or 10 minutes, and I was super happy that, you know, it didn't take too long because I was already waiting a long time. It was around like 8 o'clock. And so to be real honest, I was hoping that the person who parked there wasn't going to come out and see and say, oh my gosh, don't tow my car. It's my car. I'm sorry. Blah, 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 blah. They deserve what they got. And I mean, I know that sounds a little bit harsh, but I mean, come on. This is my spot that I paid for. And yet you're going to park here. There's other places to park. And of all places you chose mine. I don't think so. So they towed it. I said thank you to the tow guy, the man who towed the car. I said thank you to campus security, and I went on my merry way. This guy had come out, and he had a bag of popcorn in his hand, and he just came out and stood there, and he was like, "I'm just watching the show." I thought it was, you know, a good timing, perfect moment. And I started laughing because, you know, honestly, it was a perfect opportunity for him to just eat popcorn. You know, he said if he had one, he'd bring a lawn chair and like have a little kiddie pool for his feet. It was really funny. And when the car went bye-bye, I started laughing because it was funny. Because, you know, that's what you get for not learning the first time around. So that I had to deal with, and that kind of took some time away. But I had plenty of time to get ready for the performance. So I got ready. Then they were running through it in the gym, so I had to get there a little bit earlier. But thankfully, I was ready. The performance was great. A lot of people complimented the cheerleaders because a lot of people think that we suck. And they're like, oh, they're improving, but that's just the comments that I've heard. But a lot of my friends have complimented me, and they're saying how good we were last night. We brought it. You know, the Lions Ballet dancers were really fantastic. We actually have a cheerleader who is involved in that as well. So she did two performances in one night. I gave her props for that. So that was my weekend and all the things I had to deal with. So we're going to take another break, and when we come back, I'll have my hottest celebrities, and I'll have a few articles for all you ladies. to check out and maybe get some ideas from. And we'll have a ball. I mean, we'll have a ball. We'll have an awesome time. There are some really, really good ideas in this one article that I'm looking at right now. So keep in mind and stay tuned.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Soul Years.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Chatterbox here with DJ Bubbles, which is me, on Mondays from 6 to 7 p.m. only at radio.dominican.edu. So before we took break, I talked about my weekend full of Midnight Mayhem and Disney auditions and what's going on with all that and the tow truck that I had to deal with last night. But it's all over. It's a new week. It's a new day. And it's been pretty good so far. So I had mentioned that I had a couple articles that I was really interested in, and then I was going to tell you about my hottest celebrities, but I'll go ahead and start with this first article that I found last week. And I've been following this guy on Facebook, that's more like Twitter, but I had liked this page on Facebook, and, you know, all little girls, you know, I don't know about all of them, but most little girls, when they're in the swimming pool, they imagine they're a mermaid, right? Well, I used to do that, and sometimes I still do that to this day. And, you know, I think it'd be really cool to have a tail. You know what I mean? So there's an article, You Too Can Have a Mermaid Tail. And this is from My Fox, and this is from Tampa Bay, so in Florida. And the article is about the mer-tailer. Now, I'll go ahead and read it to you real quick. It's a very short article. There's also a video that goes with it. So I'll post the link and you guys can watch a video because it's way cool. So in Crystal River, Eric Ducharme remembers the first time he saw a mermaid. He was just 4 or 5 years old when his grandparents took him to Wiggiwashi Springs, the unusual Florida tourist spot that features a mermaid show that visitors can watch through a massive glass wall that looks into the spring. For Eric, it's been love ever since. Ducharme, now in his 20s, has turned his love of mermaids into a business. He creates and sells mermaid tails made from rubber, silicone, and other materials. He begins the process with clay sculptures and finishes with colorful paint. Each tail is different. They're all custom made. He sells most of his creations through his website, themertailor.com. Prices range from $150 to $5,000, depending on the design of the tail. Now, if you want a silicone tail, because I've checked out the website, it costs way more money. And now I think he's starting to use dragon skin now. I think that's what they call it. But the more money you have, the better the tail. And I guess I better start saving because I want a really good tail. Anyways, to continue, anything that comes out of my studio doors is specifically made to be worn on land or in the water, he explained. So how do the mermaids swim? Ducharme says mermaids' tails aren't just for women. I mean, how do you get a mermaid without mermen, he asked. In a documentary film produced by local videographer Chris Risch, Ducharme and two female models swim in a spring wearing his tails. Chelsea, who works as a model for Ducharme, says wearing a tail takes swimming to a next level. Everything from the waist down is just one fluid movement, she offered. It's just the way you see dolphins swim or manatee swim. Exact same motion. You bend at the waist and kind of roll through. Ducharme has sold tails to Wiggiwashi, but most of his business is now for commercials, films, children, and adults looking to fulfill a dream. Now that there is somebody like myself creating these mermaid tails, these women and men who had the same thought when they were kids can actually purchase them and live that dream. The little boy who loved mermaids has grown up to become a merman entrepreneur. So I've actually checked out his tails, and he seems really awesome. I've heard really good reviews about the mer-tailer. actually, there's a bar in Sacramento called the Dive Bar, and he sold mermaid tails to those women who, and men, who swim in the tanks in the dive bar. And so hopefully for my 21st birthday, I'll be going there. Whoop, whoop. I know I'm going to Vegas, though, first, and then I'll probably head to the dive bar because I'll be of age. Super excited. Mike, you better be taking me there. My friend Mike is supposed to be taking me, so that's why I said that. Anyways, so I'll go ahead and tell you guys who the hottest celebrities of the week are because I know you're dying to know. So for the female celebrity of the week, it is Taylor Swift. Now, I chose Taylor Swift because I recently saw her, saw an article of her in one of my magazines, and she looked absolutely gorgeous. She looks so cute, and she's matured quite a bit for a 22-year-old. I just love her. I love her music. It's really good. And she just seems like a very cute, very nice, very sweet girl. And so she is your female celebrity of the week. And for the ladies who I know wants to know, who are dying to know who the male celebrity is, it's none other than Ian Somerhalder, or Ian Smolderhalder, as some like to call him. And he's the star of Vampire Diaries, and he's known as Damon on that show. Just has those really, really pretty eyes, and he's just that, oh, that smolder and that smirk, oh, it's just to die for. So he is your male celebrity of the week. So again, Taylor Swift is your female celebrity of the week, and Ian Somerhalder is your male celebrity of the week. So I hope you guys enjoy them. I know I do. Oh, Damon. I just think of him as Damon all the time. He's been in other shows as well. He's been in a couple movies, but oh my goodness, so gorgeous. And there's a rumor going around that he might be playing Gray from 50 Shades of Gray. Like, they're going to make that into a movie. So hopefully he plays it because he'd be the perfect person to do so. So I also talked about, because we have 15 minutes left on the show, I did find some two articles. And the first one, I'll save the best for last, but the first one I came across was from Cosmopolitan. And they found some random studies that cracked them up. So I was just going to go ahead and share those with you. There's a couple of them that I'm not going to share with you listeners because it's a little bit inappropriate, and, you know, I don't do all that on my show. Keep it clean, keep it classy. That's how I like to roll. So the first study that they found was that women use more emojis, as they call them. So researchers from Rice University analyzed 124,000 texts and discovered that women are twice as likely as men to use emojis in text messages. So like smiley faces and stuff like that. Wait, women are more likely to use smiley faces and winks in texts? No, that's what it said. So the next one is people bond over alcohol. A new study from the University of Pittsburgh confirmed what pretty much everyone and their mom already knows. It's easier for people to connect when they're drinking. Scientists also discovered that moderate drinking makes you feel happier, and they studied 720 people to come to this conclusion. That's quite a bit. I'll skip over this one. The next one is women really care about other people. According to a UK study, women are more likely to make decisions based on how they will affect other people. Men, on the other hand, are more self-absorbed. Yeah, we pretty much think any woman who has ever been in a relationship could have told researchers that info. And that's really true, because I'm not saying all guys are like that, but they are kind of self-absorbed a little bit. And there are girls that are self-absorbed as well. I'm not saying that it's just the men. It's also the women, because I've definitely seen a lot of self-absorbed women. Okay, so moving on. The being at the beach makes you happy. I love the beach, so maybe I should go to the beach sometime soon. New research from the University of Plymouth found that spending time next to the ocean makes people feel happier and more relaxed than hanging out in a city. Thank God science cleared that up. We had no idea why we've taken so many beach vacations. Well, I've actually never been to the beach quite that often just because I can't get there as easy. But because I was in the city this weekend, I don't know how anyone can live in the city. Like, I'm definitely not a city girl. I'm more of a suburbs kind of person. I can't do the big cities. Too much going on. I'll visit, but it's very, very chaotic, and it's just hustle and bustle, and it's just like, whoa, overwhelming. So I think the beach is a lot more relaxing. And I've told a few of my friends this, and I could literally stand, you know, with my feet in the sand and with the, you know, the water coming onto my feet, the shore coming up, I could stand there for hours. I could be content. I didn't have to move. I could sit if I wanted to. I could just stare at out the ocean for a very, very long time. And it's very nice, and you're able to think. There's not a lot of noise. It's just so peaceful, and it's so relaxing. And oh my gosh, I'm imagining me there right now. Unfortunately, it's nighttime, and it's not a time to be at the beach. Sorry, I'm getting tongue twisted over here. So the next one is, we want men to understand us. So ladies, we want men to understand us, of course. And I know men want women to understand them, but it's a little bit challenging. Researchers from Harvard Medical School discovered that the women are happiest when their husbands or boyfriends are empathetic to their emotions. And so, of course, I mean, I know when I dated my ex, gross. I wanted him to understand where I was coming from, but you know, if you knew who I was dating in the past, you know that he was a loser, he was a jerk face. I put him on blast on the radio. It was epic, but it would be nice if they could understand us, if they have a little bit more empathy towards us. And I mean, it's like you have to give a little, you gotta go with it, or, you know, let it go. You know what I mean? So you gotta compromise. That's the word I was looking for. You gotta compromise in a relationship. You know, he can't be empathetic to you all the time, especially for ridiculous little things, which I totally understand. I can see the guy's point of view on that. So yes, we want men to understand us women. I'll go ahead and skip the next one. And then the next one is swimsuit. I can't talk today. I apologize, you guys. I cannot talk. I'm saying different words than I'm supposed to be. So, swimsuit shopping sucks. New research from Australia's Flinders University found that women feel bad about themselves when they go shopping for a bathing suit. According to scientists, it's even worse when you're in the dressing room because you're forced to evaluate your body. Yeah, no kidding. I rarely, you know, I avoid shopping for bathing suits as much as possible. I'd rather just wear a t-shirt and some shorts, get in the water, done, good to go. I did get a bathing suit for Florida when I go down there, and I actually like it. It, you know, it covers me up a lot. I hate the feeling of being naked, especially when you're going to go on a beach or you're at a pool or something. You're basically in your underwear and bra, but there's not as much support, and it seems to cover a little bit less. I just feel really, really uncomfortable. So I'm the type of person who gets more of a bathing suit. And it's not that I'm wearing like those wetsuits or anything, but I do have, you know, it shows off my figure, but yet it's still it's not too conservative, but it's just enough, but it shows, you know, the curves of my body. So yes, swimsuit shopping does suck because I have to try on tons. The same goes with shoes and jeans and everything else in between. Ladies, you know what I'm talking about. Also, music helps you work out. If you're spent listening to tunes while you exercise didn't clarify it for you, scientists from the UK's Keele University has discovered that listening to music you like helps you work out harder. Well, geez, guess we'll have to take all those Kenny G songs out of our iTunes then. So make sure to get those upbeat tunes in there if you're going to take a walk, you're going to go on a jog, treadmill, doing crunches. I don't care what it is. Make sure you have, like, you can even make a certain playlist for your exercise. So I think that'd be really, really good. But I kind of already knew about that anyways. Also, the next one is men act nice when hot women are around. That's kind of a no-brainer, but we'll see what it says. Researchers from the University of Oxford found that men are on their best behavior when attractive women are watching them. After analyzing their research, scientists determined that men think acting nice increases their chances of having sex. Now, yes, ladies, we all know that guys do think about sex, but that's not all that's on their mind. But that's just what this article came across. I know that some guys, they don't act nice when attractive women are around. I know that for a fact. I've seen it. I witnessed it. So maybe it was just from where they studied and found those results. I'm not quite sure. And then the last one is tattooed people take more risks. Studies have shown that people with ink are more likely to be wilder than people without tats. A new study from France found that people who have tattoos are also more likely to drink more. So basically, if you do something a little risky like getting a tattoo, you're likely to do other risky things. What a shock. And that's true for some people, but other people, they could, you know, there's certain people that do have tattoos that are more meaningful, like family members or something like that. So they might not be risk takers, may just want the tattoo and that's it. But according to this research that they found, that's true, I guess. And so now that we only have about 6 minutes left on the show, I'll go ahead and read through these little flirty text message ideas real quick. And that was my last article that I want to talk about. Again, I saved it for last because it was the best and I thought it was super cute. So the first one is, hey, good looking, what's cooking? The oldie but goodie line always works. Not only does it let him know you think he's cute, but it asks him a question so he's more compelled to respond. You can even throw in a smiley face for an additional cuteness factor. The next one is, you plus me equals smiley face. This text lets that special guy know that he makes you happy, which is always a confidence booster. It's cute and sweet, but probably best used on your boyfriend or someone you've been talking to that you know is into you too. Unless you're feeling bold and ready to let your crush know how you feel, go ahead and go for it. But that's for more like if you're in a relationship. The next one is, we've got a situation. I can't stop thinking about you. If he's a fan of Jersey Shore, which I hope he's not, or just a funny guy, he's going to think this text is hysterical. Humor is always a good way to break the ice, and this text will show him you're into him without sounding too serious. The next one is just a blank text. Once he gets a blank text from you, he's most likely to reply, did you mean to send me a blank text? Or were you trying to text me something? It's blank. That way you can text back saying, that's weird. Didn't know I text you. My phone must have been missing you. Winky face. This text is flirty and a little mysterious, so he's going to be intrigued and want to start talking to you. Plus, if he never texts back to blank ones, it's no biggie. At least you didn't say anything embarrassing. All right, and then the next one is, XOXO, you know you love me. Okay, so maybe you stole this one from Gossip Girl, but hey, it's definitely a cute way to capture his attention. Send this text if you guys have been joking around or if he's trying to make fun of you in a flirty way. It says that you are not afraid to call him out and tell him you know he loves talking to you. There's no way he can't respond to this, and even if his answer is something like, yeah, right, you can bet he's secretly thinking she got me. Huh. I know. The next one is, are you there? Are you there for the rest of my life? This text is perfect if you're totally stumped for how you can have the dreaded what are we convo. By making him think about the future in a flirty way, you can come off playful, not super serious. This is also a great option if you want to see what your guy is up to in a funny way. The next one is, you were my teenage dream last night. Song lyrics and texts about dreams are always a good way to start a conversation. Telling him you dreamt about him is super flattering, and it means you think about him even when you're not around him and while you're sleeping. He'll be totally psyched when he gets this one. And if you're worried he'll think it's creepy that you're dreaming about him, don't be. You can always say you meant to text your friend who loves that Katy Perry song. The next one is, it's 10:10, time to make a wish. Okay, this one I'm not so sure about because I've heard it's the 11:11. You're supposed to make a wish on 11:11. But anyways, you can send this at any time of the day when the hour and minutes are the same, aka wish time. It's a way to start a conversation with him by asking what he wished for or playing the I asked you first game if he wants to know what you wished for. So that's a good one. Uh-oh, I think my heart went missing. Did you steal it? This sweet message will definitely have him blushing once he reads it, since the heart is the universal text symbol for heart or love. So the greater than or less than sign with a 3, that's a heart. It's less serious than actually dropping the L-bomb in a text, and it's funny too. The next one is, I think you're suffering from a lack of vitamin me. If your crush is into sports and staying in shape, this is the right text for him. Anything that has to do with his health is definitely going to get his attention, and it shows that you care about his interests. This text also suggests in a friendly way that maybe he should start hanging out with you more, since he's clearly missing out. The next one, this movie would be so much better if you were watching it next to me. If you're looking for an instant conversation starter, this is the text you should send. First, he's going to ask what movie you're watching, and once you tell him if he says he hasn't seen it, that's your chance to invite him to watch it one night. So make sure to do that. The next one is, I had a dream last night that you love me. I woke up. It wasn't a dream. This is the perfect to send to your crush who has recently been texting you a lot. It shows that you appreciate and want more of his sweet texts. Guys can get shy about showing affection, so let him know that you're into it. And yes, they can get shy. I know that for a fact. The next one is, studying right now is killing me. Are you up for a library date? Not only does this text show your guy you have a brains and study hard, it lets him know you're thinking about him. He'll feel super awesome that you chose him to take a break with. It's almost like he gets to be your knight in shining armor, saving you from awful homework, and guys love that. The next one is, I woke up thinking about you. This is a great text to send because it's a total surprise. Most importantly, though, it starts his day off thinking about you. Whether it be your crush you are singling in on or your long-term boyfriend, he'll love a text that is right to the point and genuine. And then I'll just do a couple more because we have like less than a minute left. The next one is, just making sure you haven't stopped thinking about me. Mesh is the one you can't stop thinking about with a text that will keep you on their mind for the rest of the day. The next one is, I can't spell stud without you, which is actually quite true. This one's easy. Every guy likes to know you find them cute. Enough said. Actually, I'll be able to get through these last ones. I lost my teddy bear. Can I cuddle with you? Okay, this text might seem a little young, but the point is still loud and clear. You want to cuddle. Who can resist that request? But I would do that with your boyfriend, if you have one. I'd suggest that one for your boyfriend, not like a crush. That's a little bit awkward. And the last one, I never knew how much you meant to me. Now I miss when I'm not with you. What guy wouldn't smile at a text like this? By using the abbreviated you and the heart, your text is sweet, not serious. So those are the flirty text message ideas that you ladies can use. So if you're crushing on someone, definitely check those out. And, you know, it's really, really fun. I know I'm going to probably have to use a couple of them just because they're super cute and they're clever and who knows. But we'll see what happens. So, again, this is the end of the show. It is 7 o'clock now. Now I got to go run back to my room to get my camera and then run to cheer practice because I got to start taking pictures of everybody for one of my classes. So this will be an adventure. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening to The Chatterbox with me, DJ Bubbles. Again, my shows are on Mondays from 6 to 7 p.m., unless there's something else going on, which I highly doubt. So Mondays from 6 to 7 p.m., and you can find me only at radio.dominican.edu. And I hope you guys have a wonderful night. And again, thank you so much for listening. See you later.